الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وقوت الأرواح وغذائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant, messenger, and mercy to all the worlds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shed his blessings and his salutations and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, and his companions. May Allah be pleased with them. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. That Allah is saying in Surah Al-Ankabut, recite what is revealed of the book to you, establish the prayer, and refrain from shameful and evil deeds, and remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, without a doubt. Dear brothers and sisters, the great mission of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the mercy to all the creations. He was sent as a mercy. And with it, God has lit the darkness of the hearts and dispersed and eliminated the ill nature that was embedded in the hearts of those who were ignorant at the time of Ba'tha, or when the Prophet was sent as a messenger. With this great religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endowed us with, the effect was a great reception to those who followed it. It raised the status of the companions, radiallahu anhum, to reach the highest level of purity, truthfulness, generosity, and devotion. Not only the companions, even after that, until the day of judgment, whoever will embody the true religion of Islam in his or her heart, they will reach a status that is higher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those believers in Medina. But those who had homes in Medina and adopted the faith show their affection to those who come as refugees. They have no desire in their hearts for things given to them, but they give preference over themselves, even though they are poor. This is the status that they reached when they embodied the faith and the Quran and the teachings of Islam. With these characteristics, they reached the highest level of success. And that example of a character in Islam is drawn from the life and the practices of our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who obtained it from Allah Almighty and expressed all these characters throughout his life. His approach to life as a prophet and as a human being was very simple. Be good and do good unto you and others. The simple example, the simple lesson that we take and we derive from the seerah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be good. It's very simple. It is one word, but it is very hard to apply in the life. And that's why we say we ascribe to this kind of life because it is easy. At the same time, we do our best to obtain these lessons and these characteristics from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom we will celebrate his legacy and his life inshallah on November 9th. We have a Seerah conference, or the American Seerah conference, in our Islamic center. I don't know if you have heard about it, but this is to celebrate not the birth of the Prophet per se sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we celebrate the teachings and the lifestyle and the embodiment of his life in our life as much as we could, because it is so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about our Prophet in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. For sure, you possess the exalted standard of characters. And this is the highest level of character, inshallah, that we try so hard to approach and reach. Ibn Taymiyyah said that the exalted standard of character is the absolute and the wholesome of religion that contains what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for all humanity. Aisha said, radiallahu anha, the demeanors of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran. كان خلقه القرآن. Zayd, his helper, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, helper, said about his characteristics that he never ever hit anyone with his hand. He was always happy and in a smiling mood, except when one makes a mistake against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order, then he gets angry. He never said, for anything I didn't do, why didn't you do it? And he never said, for things I did by mistake, why did you do them? These are very simple way of life that we ought to embody to benefit and to become better people, inshallah. Husnul khuluq, the best of character, the grateful character that we are grateful to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we teach our children, we teach our neighbors, our family members. It is the religion as a whole and the relief and the real belief and the laws of Islam that we adhere to, inshallah. Dear brothers and sisters, our way of appreciation to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to celebrate his legacy is to follow his example of life, to emulate his great manners to the extent of our abilities, and through that all, we improve the community around us and we improve the society around us. We are a good example. An Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believer can reach the status of a fasting and prostrating person through his or her standard of character. This is a great hadith. Abu Huraira said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Inna akmal al-mu'minina imanan, ahsanuhum khuluqan, wa khiyarukum linisa'ihim." That those who have a complete faith are the ones who have obtained great manners, character, and the best among you are those who are good for their wives. This is a big topic that needs a lot of lectures and khutbas. But one aspect of his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he was a great person, a loving person to his wives, a loving person to his grandchildren, a loving person to his children. May Allah be pleased with him. May Allah guide us through this life to emulate these lessons, to emulate these characters to the best of our abilities. From all that, we value and appreciate the good manners in our society that needs people with good manners. Because life is tough as it is, and the surroundings are even tougher. Tougher effects not only on us, but on our generations and our new generations and children who are being raised in this community, in this society, and they are close to the internet and the social media and everything that is around them, leading them to go into the wrong way. Without having a great armament of characters, a great armament of lessons obtained from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be lost. And the second generation will be lost, and so on and so forth. So we as parents and grandparents, we have to be aware of the situation. It's not only to be nice and to obtain the characters of being nice, but it is to teach by action. Not only by telling the kids, no, by action, because actions are better than 1,000 words. We need to be God-abiding people, following the religion of Islam, following the example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the prophets for this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Furqan, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما صدق الله العظيم. And the servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk on earth with humbleness. And when ignorant addresses them, they say peace. Those who spend the night in adoration of their Lord, prostrating and standing. If we can adhere to this ayah, dear brothers and sisters, Allah says, Ibadur Rahman. The word ibad and abid is totally different connotation. Abid is lower standards than ibad. When we ascribe to being ibadur Rahman, we are ibadullah, we are honored for this position, to be close to Him Almighty. And if we emulate the characters of ibadur Rahman, will be in better shape as a community and as a society. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to apply these in our lives. Istaghfirullah fa inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the most characters that we should adhere to as well, if you may, if I may ask you, ask myself first, is humbleness. Humbleness is part of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no one will enter Jannah if he or she has an atom worth of arrogance in their heart. This is very dangerous. When we obtain a social status in a way, whether by position or money or otherwise, shaitan tends to come to the person to let them know that they are higher class than others. And they look at others in a very demeaning way or behave as such. We have to remember Ibadur Rahman. No matter how great a position we approach or we reach or educated or how high of a status that we get, we still have to remember that we are the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the followers of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who he never showed any arrogance in his life, whether before the Ba'tha or before Islam or whether after that. That's the character that whoever felt humbleness toward others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his or her status with him. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That if our intention is to be humble for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise our status in this dunya and in the day after. So we obtain this nature of humbleness throughout our life. On the other side, bad manners are detrimental to our existence. Some people follow whims and temptations to reach a higher status in the community. Maybe temporarily, but at the end, they will lose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him to protect us from this status. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Because when you lose dignity and respect, there is no way of gaining it again, no matter what. In Surah Al-Nazi'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Enough lesson said that those who transgress all boundaries and had preferred the life of this world and their temptations, their abode will be the hellfire. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And for such who have the presence of God in their lives, in their hearts, and had restrained their souls from lower desires, then their abode will be in Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will listen to the good words and to follow upon and to apply in our lives. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم احمي أهلنا في الفالي من الفاير من النيران يا رب العالمين. والله we ask you to guide us to the straight path. والله we ask you to heal those who are sick. O Allah, we ask you to have mercy on those who passed away before us. O Allah, we ask you to protect those in the valley are affected by the fire, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, we ask you to protect the firefighters and their health and their lives. Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Wa aqim as-salah. Inna as-salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.